Sharon Betts, Carrollton Area Economic Alliance Director.
Well, Sharon, it certainly doesn't feel like it now, but we're hopeful that fall is right around the corner. And I know that you're making preparations already. So if you will, let's start by just telling us, for those that maybe haven't attended, kind of give us a description of the event, if you will, please.
Well, in the last, I guess this will be the third year, we've combined our fall festival with Band Day, which has been going on for decades now, which is what Carrollton is really known for. And that was started and still is. Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club and the Lions Club. But in the last 3 years, we've put our fall festival down on the square. They march on two sides for the morning competition, and we use the rest of that area for our booth.
No greater time when you've got that huge crowd here in
Carrollton. No, I have said before that, you know, this is one time I can guarantee that there'll be 7,000 or 8,000 people in town.
Absolutely.
And so it's a great time, and we run the trolley car all day long. Back and forth from our downtown square up out to the football field. So it's a wonderful event.
Well, Sharon, okay, so if we have listeners out there that want to get involved, I understand that you still have booth space available. What types of booths do you accept? And tell us the details of that, please.
Well, we pretty much take all kinds of booths and crafts and arts and informational booths and that type of thing, plus some food booths. So we will not do pork burgers and the things that they do out at the ball field that our Lions and Kiwanis Club does, but the rest of them we do, and they are $35. That's all it costs. We get set up before 8 o'clock, before the first band marches, and then we usually are through by 3.
Okay, so if people want to take advantage of that, Sharon, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can do that two or three ways. They can call the office, which is 660-542-0922, or they can email me, and I will email the application back to them. And that's director@carrolltonareachamber.org. And I will tell you that the information is also on our Facebook and our website.
Sharon, one other question for you. Is there a deadline that we'll cut this off?
We try to cut that off by Wednesday the week of, so it'll be about the 24th or something. But there's plenty of spaces, and I will tell you that we will have several people there that will help you get on the square, and we'll have your booth space marked off, and we'll help you get set up that morning. And we are always set up before 8 o'clock and off the square as far as extra vehicles. So we do not in any way inhibit people coming to see a march, and there won't be anything in the way for the marching band, which is what is important.
Sharon, I know every time I do a story like this, a very important thing to those vendors is, will I have electricity?
Absolutely, you will have electricity. And on the application, we have a place whether your booth will need electricity or will not need electricity. And we'll be sure that you're set in a place where if you need it, we can get that to you.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about?
And I will tell you that we're, of course, doing Farmers Market every Saturday morning on the square in Carrollton. And that group will be there. That's closing time that they're going to be on the square, and they will be there a part of it also.